Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Leighton Baird, spokesperson for the Automobile Association of South Africa. Leighton, always good to chat to you. Very good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon to you, Gary. Good to be with you.
And thank you for making time. So, Leighton, should we be getting excited? Another fuel decrease. But we're nowhere near where we were. I was actually just looking at the rates from January to now. We're still nowhere near where we were. So it is better. We should be getting excited. But what's your view on this?
Yeah, I mean, it's really difficult to say, Gary. You know, I mean, we're at the moment, we you know, for a litre of 95 unleaded, we're paying in Gauteng, we're paying 23.38 as of Wednesday. And that's still significantly higher than the January figure of 19.61 a litre. So we're not near there. You know, people ask me all the time, you know, is it time for us to get excited now that the price is coming down? It was at, you know, over 25 rand in August, and it's now below 20, you know, it's around 23 rand. The simple answer is I don't know. And the reason for that is that there are various factors that influence the fuel price. And the two main factors that influence the fuel price locally are the Rand-US dollar exchange rate, as well as international petroleum prices. Now, it's incredibly difficult to peg what's going to happen to those two in a week's time. Last week, we saw the Rand was trading in a band, or in the middle of August, it was trading in a band of around 16 Rand 60. Today, it was trading around 17 Rand 30. So that just gives you an idea of how volatile it is and how much the currency swings against the US dollar. In terms of international oil prices, one day it could be $97 a barrel. The next day it could be $100, whatever the case is. So it's really difficult to ascertain exactly where that's going to end, therefore making any forecast really impossible.
Yeah, absolutely. We totally get that. And I mean, the increase happens, or the adjustment is made once a month. So, I mean, this has been set now for September. Then end of September, they'll announce for October. Is that right?
That's correct. So what happens is that during the month, the Department of Mineral Resources and Energy looks at the average Rand-US dollar exchange rate. It looks at the average international petroleum prices. It looks at what was paid in the previous month, in other words, in August. And based on that, it gets what is known as an under or over recovery. An over recovery means a drop in the price for South Africans. An under recovery means we've got to fund that, and that would result in a hike. And so based on those averages, you can then determine whether you're going to have an increase or a decrease going into the new month. And like I say, you know, we don't know what those averages are going to be. We get some idea towards the middle of the month, and that's when we give a mid-month forecast from the AA. But again, we always put the caveat that that figure can change by the end of the month. We did see middle of the month, we did forecast quite a significant decrease, and I think a 2 rand decrease that we've seen now is also quite significant.
Absolutely. And one of our listeners just asking me to ask you, the general fuel levy, what exactly is this?
So there are a number of taxes that are added to every litre of fuel in South Africa. You have what is known as the Road Accident Fund levy, which is currently pegged at 2.18 a litre. And money that is generated through that goes directly to the Road Accident Fund to compensate victims of crashes, car crashes. The other and the biggest tax that is added to every litre of fuel is 3.94 rand, and that is the general fuel levy. Now, that generates around 90 billion rand a year to the fiscus. And what happens is that money goes directly to Treasury, and it goes into the big pot that government has to distribute and to use for certain things. Now, in the case of the general fuel levy, one would assume that it would be used for transport-related expenses, but it isn't necessarily earmarked for that. That money can be used for anything that government sees fit. It can be used to build schools. It can be used to buy medicines for clinics. It can be used for whatever government sees fit. It is part of the money that they generate. Now, there's always been an argument, well, you know, if we take that 3.94 off the fuel price, we're saving close to 4 rand a litre on the fuel price. The problem with that approach in the AA's view is that if you take that 4 rand tax off of the fuel price, government is simply going to look for an alternative way to generate that 90 billion rand plus that it gets from that levy. So it may increase personal income tax, it may increase corporate tax, it may increase VAT, it may look for new taxes. So it may be counterproductive just to simply take that off the fuel price. Our view is that the fuel price in total needs to be reviewed. All the components that make up a litre of fuel need to be reviewed with a view to seeing where we can cut. And in our view, just simply taking the general fuel levy off a litre of fuel is not the solution.
And I suppose many of our listeners, you know, coming into the holiday season are all hoping for this trend to continue, that we'll see this decrease sort of continuing. And particularly with the low-cost airlines and people have to drive everywhere and obviously the fuel costs. So when would we get an indication of what's happening in October?
I think the best indication is probably middle of September. You get an idea of what the fuel price is doing. If it's very, very tight, in other words, if there's a swing either way of maybe 5 or 10 cents, then it may be difficult to forecast what's going to happen going into October. But, you know, at the moment, I think, you know, it's best to just wait until the middle of September, and then you get a better idea of what's going to happen going into October.
Absolutely. And lastly, Leighton, the price decrease comes into effect from?
Sorry, just repeat that.
The decrease, the new pricing comes into effect from when?
It comes into effect on the first Wednesday of every month. So in other words, at midnight tomorrow night.
Wonderful news. So I'm sure going to be queues at all the filling stations. That's that's definite.
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely. Leighton Beard, spokesperson of the Automobile Association of South Africa. Thank you for that. Good news, price of petrol and diesel coming down. Always good news. I just hope it continues that trend downwards.